This is Monsignor Gray coming to you on Holy Saturday. So today is the day in which the Lord is in the tomb. So it is a day of quiet and a day of rest. We wait for the first signs of the resurrection after nightfall this evening. Normally this would be the time for us to celebrate the Easter Vigil. And so we have in front of us then the Easter candle stand, and we also have the baptismal font. So this would be the time for the blessing of the water, the preparing of the new Easter candle, and we'll take care of all those things this evening, even though unfortunately we're not able to be together at this time. So I know that's a time of great suffering and great difficulty for us, and yet we can still be gathered together waiting at the tomb, waiting in hope, waiting for news of Jesus Christ's resurrection. Today on the Easter Vigil will be the time that we would not only bless the new Easter candle and the Easter fire, but light our own baptismal candles, a reminder of our own baptism, and a chance for us to renew that as well as we bless this water, and then even have a sprinkling rite as we sprinkle the water on people as well. We would listen to the Exultet, to a great joyful hymn of praise. We listen to readings from the Old Testament. There are a total of 7 options for Old Testament readings, as well as the famous New Testament epistle from Romans, so a great passage about the power of the resurrection and baptism. And then finally hearing the account of the finding of the empty tomb as we listen to John's Gospel, as we hear about the empty tomb being discovered by Peter and by John and Mary Magdalene being the first one to be there. So I encourage people to read through the readings tonight. That this would be a good time to look through those different readings and to reflect on some of the different aspects of that mystery of salvation, the readings that go all the way from Genesis, that from the time of creation, God had prepared for the great day of redemption, going all the way through the sacrifice of Isaac, and then we hear about the Exodus from Egypt and the writings of all the prophets. So just great readings that encourage us and remind us of God's grace, which is abundant. It is a good reminder for us, I think, at this time, because it seems as though everything has gone wrong, and it's a shame that we cannot gather together, but God's grace is greater than any obstacle or any difficulty that we would find. So even on this evening, even while we are separated, we can still be united in faith and still united in our belief in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is a truth that will be revealed this evening and that we celebrate tomorrow with great joy as we remember Easter. Since today would be the day for the blessing of baptismal water, and we have people at the Easter Vigil light candles, even though we don't have our RCI people with us, the baptism for those who are to come into the church will happen at a later date, and we look forward to celebrating that as well. But I'd ask you to join with me in a reprofession of our baptismal promises. This is a good chance for us to renew our baptismal promises, and we can do that virtually here, and look forward to the time that we can gather together and enjoy all the fruits that come from the resurrection as we prepare to receive communion. So I'll just go through the renewal of baptismal promises. As we get to the part of each of the questions, of course, everyone is asked to respond, I do. So I'll go through these questions and just ask you in spirit to join with me this day as we celebrate this renewal of baptismal promise. My dear brothers and sisters, through the Paschal mystery, we have been buried with Christ in baptism so that we may walk with him in newness of life. And so, now that our Lenten observance is concluded, let us renew the promises of holy baptism, by which we once renounced Satan and all his works, and promised to serve God in the Holy Catholic Church. And so I ask you to respond, I do. Do you renounce Satan? I do. And all his works? I do. And all his empty show? I do. Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth? I do. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, who was crucified, died, and was buried, rose again from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of the Father? I do. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? I do. And may Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and bestowed on us forgiveness of our sins, keep us by his grace in Christ Jesus our Lord for eternal life. Amen. And as we look forward to that great day when we can be reunited once again around the altar of praise, we ask for God's blessings upon you and your families and each of you this evening. May Almighty God bless you and keep you and close to his heart.